It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined on the line now with Crystal Martin-Lipinski, who is the former president of the National Inuit Youth Council, and she is being a big part of our feature here today on MyFM. So, Crystal, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kyle.
So let's get right into it. How does one actually become, the president of the National Inuit Youth Council?
Well, they actually have a call out every 2 years seeking for applicants. And so when I was running, it was actually at the time 18 to 30 years of age. I was super excited because I'm like, wow, I'm still considered a youth. So I just kind of put it out onto social media within the Inuit community to see if, they would be interested in supporting me in the elections. I received an overwhelming number of people reaching out saying that they supported me. So that's what kind of led me into running.
So for maybe those who don't know, what does the actual Inuit Council do and what is their role in the community?
Yeah, so the National Inuit Youth Council represents Inuit youth in Canada represents the interests of Inuit youth and the priorities that they have. There's the National Inuit Youth Summit that happens as well on a biannual basis, where Inuit youth gather from across Canada to talk about various priorities, what is of importance to them. And then based on those findings, that becomes the priorities of the National Inuit Youth Council. That's when the president would be the voice for Inuit youth and participate in, committees and various meetings with Inuit leadership, the government of Canada, to talk about these priorities and to not just bring forward concerns, but also to bring forward solutions or ideas in combating some of the pressing issues that are happening in their communities.
Okay, so obviously a very busy organization. So what are some of the things that, might get brought to the table, but, maybe issues or anything like that that the council might need to work on and, work on, but also maybe bring forward over the coming years or months?
Yeah, so the priorities have been very consistent over several years now. Within Inuit communities, there's a socioeconomic disparities compared to southern Canada. Access to basic necessities like housing, the infrastructure deficit, food security, suicide rates, and mental health and healing programs. So there's a lot of socioeconomic disparities, and so the priorities have remained relatively the same throughout the last 15 to 20 years that the National Inuit Youth Council has been operating for. It's a big job, right? Because it doesn't just take Inuit youth. This takes everybody. It takes Inuit leaders. It takes communities. And it takes, Canadian citizens as a whole to help, advocate for these changes within the government of Canada. It's been really tough in a sense that you're talking about people's lives and people's lives being on the line as well, because Inuit have the highest suicide rates in Canada. We are only a population of 75,000 in this country, 150,000 internationally within the circumpolar region. Inuit having the highest highest rate of suicide in Canada is really small compared to globally as well, because within internationally, Inuit also have the highest suicide rates as well. So it's a huge issue and it's a big concern. So one of the things that we've really been pushing for is access to land-based initiatives so that Inuit youth can get reconnected with their culture, their traditions, their language, and most importantly, having that connection to elders. And so when the pandemic happened last year, it was really interesting to see, because there was a lot of community initiatives that was being rolled out into Indigenous communities. And one of the things that was initiated was this land-based program where Inuit were able to go out onto the land and isolate for 2 weeks, whether this was in their cabin or, you know, out on the land. They could tent, they could build an igloo, whatever it is that they needed to do for those 2 weeks out on the land and to survive, they did so. And for the first time, we actually seen the suicide rates drop significantly. And that was really a big eye-opener for all of us. In a sense that we knew that we needed this connection, this reclamation of our culture and tradition. And we've been advocating for that, but we didn't really, we weren't able to measure how to show that, right, until this pandemic happened. And then the government of Canada then kind of realized, wow, you're absolutely right. This is helping. And so we've really been encouraging Inuit to access the land-based initiatives so that they can get reconnected, you know, stay out on the land, you know, and enjoy, you know, your hunt, your fish, your family gathering, and be safe.
No, that's quite a mouthful, and thank you so much for sharing that with us there, Crystal. I'm sure not a lot of people would have realized those statistics, so again, thank you very much for sharing that with us. It is Women of Influence Day here on MyFM. Our guest on the line there right now is the former president of the National Inuit Youth Council, Krista Martin-Lipinski. And Crystal, I guess my last question for you is over your time as president, what were some of the challenges, but also maybe some of your highlights that you had working with the council?
There was no real challenges, really, other than COVID. We weren't able to get together as we normally would to go over the work that we're doing and the work that we'd like to do as well. I think, you know, one of the greatest accomplishments really is the land-based initiative. And to see that Inuit youth have been positively impacted by the reclamation of their culture and traditions and their language really proves that we need to do more of these. We really need to heal in a sense that that connection with elders and communities is paramount to our well-being. So that, I would say, has been really the highlight is seeing our communities happy and striving in their own ways.
It is Women of Influence Day here on MyFM. We are very pleased to have the opportunity to chat with Krista Martin-Lipinski, the former president of the National Inuit Youth Council. So, Crystal, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you so much for having me.